Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The American Slave Coast, A History of the Slave Breeding Industry by Ned and Constance Sublett, narrated by Robin Eller. Although it is a record of horror, it has an odd, matter-of-fact air about it simply because the infamies that are described were so completely taken for granted. Bruce Catton, reviewing the 1965 edition of Documents Illustrative of the History of the Slave Trade to the Americas. Introduction. This is a history of the slave breeding industry, which we define as the complex of business and individuals in the United States who profited from the enslavement of African American children at birth. At the heart of our account is the intricate connection between the legal fact of people as property, the chattel principle, and national expansion. Our narrative doubles then as a history of the making of the United States as seen from the point of view of the slave trade. It also traces the history of money in America. In the southern United States, the peculiar institution of slavery was inextricably associated with its own peculiar economy, interconnected with that of the North. One of the two principal products of the antebellum slave economy was staple crops, which provided the cash flow, primarily cotton, which was the United States' major export. The other was enslaved people, who counted as capital and functioned as the stable wealth of the South. African American bodies.